Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, live from Chickies in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6, and the Players Lounge at 7 with IQ Elliott, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more, now through Saturday in-store only. Jack has not put up a Twitter question, even though he's got his what is he doing on his laptop?
Yeah, what are you doing?
One can only dream. We had to make sure that there's space for Jack's laptop.
Hold on.
Now he's texting someone.
I'm putting the Twitter question up.
Then what? I see Twitter is on your laptop right now.
Yeah, but it's tweet like my Twitter.
You can put two different accounts.
I can't
on
figure all that out.
What are you even looking at? Who cares about your Twitter?
I'm just
right
seeing
now?
What's going on.
It's unbelievable.
No, that's a bad look. No, it's a bad look.
It is.
Not locked in enough
no.
to begin the show.
Holy moly.
Holy cow, man.
It's up now.
Well, the Twitter poll question, are the Eagles back? Bang. Yes or no? That's what he came up with.
Yeah. That's pretty quick on your feet.
Yeah.
Not bad. I was kind of like Jalen. A lot of pressure on me yesterday. Got to the outside. Put a tweet up.
You are something else. So
we're all doing our best.
Some of us are doing our best. Some of us are doing our best. So the story came out yesterday that Brandon Graham was I forget.
Let's go, BG!
I forget what verbiage everybody was using toward it.
Working, considering,
working toward. Here's Jay Glazer.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. Here's Jay Glazer on Brandon Graham's potential return to the Eagles yesterday.
Yeah, a little kind of word broke this morning that Brandon Graham was considering coming out of retirement for those Philadelphia Eagles. Well, I'm going to take it a step further. Earlier this season, their general manager, Howie Roseman, actually talked to Brandon Graham about the possibility. This was before Za'Darius Smith signed with them. Well, he started working out, seeing if he could do it. And then this past week, Za'Darius Smith retired. They went back to Brandon Graham. He said, let me ramp up these workouts, really going after it. And listen, he actually could re-sign with the Eagles, possibly as early as tomorrow to return to the Eagles. But again, until pen is put to paper, you never know. But that's their hope. But this is speeding up here for Brandon Graham to return
guy.
To the Eagles.
Love
absolutely.
That guy.
Well, there it is. We've been sort of guessing about it. Really since we mentioned it before, but really since the Za'Darius Smith retirement is when at least we started talking about it more. Look, I guess it couldn't hurt.
Let's go, BG.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes.
I love BG. I guess. I don't
Come on, man.
It just ended in such a perfect way. Yeah. Who am I to say who should play, who should not play? If he wants to play, he should play. If the Eagles think he should help, he should go. But to have your last game be one that you came back from, one that nobody thought you could come back from, and that be the Super Bowl, and they win the Super Bowl, and that's that. It's such a magical ending. It's just like, I don't know. We've certainly had, Trotter came back at the end. Nobody really thinks about the fact that Trotter didn't have the greatest, return to the Eagles.
He was sitting right here next to me when they called him.
So
doing radio shows.
I guess the biggest thing is I have no idea what BG can give on the field at this point. I don't think any of us do, right?
Yeah, I have no idea. I do know this. he's going to give you any and everything he has left in him.
Sure.
You're going to get maximum effort. He bleeds green.
Yep.
He know what it means to wear those wings on the side of that helmet, and it matters to him. And that's why they know they can go to him in a time of need, and he'll come out of retirement for this organization. And you know what? There are guys that have worn this uniform and we revere for many different reasons, including BG. But then there are certain guys that are just different than everybody else. And BG is one of those guys. He's different. He's a Brian Dawkins. He's a Jason Kelsey. Like, he is just different than all the other guys. And, you know, this guy doing the unthinkable or the impossible or proving doubters wrong, that's what his whole career has been about. Hell, I want him back in the building just for his positive vibes, the leadership that he brings, the infectious sort of joy he can bring into a room when he's on a team. And this team can use a little bit of that. This team, I know they won yesterday, and that's great, and we think everything is behind us and is under the rug. Well, that's until the next bit of adversity comes up, and we see how they handle it. He's the type of guy that's respected. He's connected to these guys. They just won a Super Bowl. And it's a position where I think he's not being heavily counted on, but he's been able to give you a little something that you don't have there. And if he only gives you 15 snaps a game, you know, damn it, they're going to be 15 snaps going 100 miles per hour. That's what they're going to be. And like I said, he's one of those guys, a Mount Rushmore type of guy. And I don't think this is a knee-jerk reaction. I think this has been in the making, in the works, for a few weeks. He's been ramping up. And the only thing left to do is to go ahead and do it. Family considerations and all. I know his wife loves him. And he wouldn't be doing this if this was something he didn't feel he could do. And it's in him to do it. And when an athlete has that in him, you let an athlete go ahead and find out.
And yeah, and
she's not going to hold him back from playing football.
And if he finds out he can't do it anymore, he'll be the first one to know that he can't do it anymore.
Yep.
The two things. One, a statement, one a question. The statement is, it does give Jalen an ally in the locker room. And there's been a lot of, with all the AJ stuff going around, not that the Brandon Graham is a professional, you know, mediator or anything, but I think it is important. Jalen's not the most vocal guy in the world. He's probably not the most vocal, you know, locker room guy in the world. I don't think it hurts that somebody who has had his back previously
I think
it gives him an ally. The question I have is, do you think they saw they clearly need somebody on the edge as a player. But from a leadership perspective, do you think they saw a void in the leadership stuff that they thought they needed?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. And that's just me guessing.
Yep.
That's just me guessing. And I think he actually helps more with their young defensive line.
Yeah. Jalen and Nolan.
I think they need to have good veteran leadership in the room with them. You know, Jalen Carter is someone that's still figuring it out.
So is Jordan Davis.
So these guys are still young players.
Yep.
And it doesn't hurt to have someone who they all respect, who they all get along with, who they all listen to in the room with them. Right? So I think it also helps on that side of the ball. He's an ally for Zach Bond as well, for Reed Blankenship as well. Leaders on that side of the ball that haven't been in that position. Zach Bond's only been here a year. Reed Blankenship has been here 3 years, but he was considered a young player that's now stepping into a leadership role. There's some things that Brandon can help bring to help that side of the ball as well. I think the physical stuff that he'll bring to the table will be more of icing on the cake. I'm not expecting BG to come in and to be a starter and play 30, 40 snaps a game. He gives you 15 snaps, 15 to 20 snaps. You know he's going to give you everything he got. And here's the great part. He's fresh.
Yeah. He didn't have to go through training camp.
Yes.
He hasn't played through any games. He doesn't have any nagging stuff.
Yeah. I kind of view it a lot like the Ndamukong Suh, Linval Joseph signings. That's how I kind of view it.
Sure.
It's just that he's Brandon Graham, and we know Brandon Graham. But he's coming in to play sort of a sub-package role just to help out in that area.
He's like David Robertson, right, Jack?
That's right. Yeah. He made the same comp.
He's the Eagles' David Robertson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the worst case, you know, I think I just, you just helped me talk myself into it.
Yeah.
The worst case scenario is he can't play anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. You yeah. know, yeah, that is the worst case scenario.
That's more of an indictment on the guys that are here.
Yes, that they need 37-year-old Brandon Graham
yes.
coming off of
yes.
tearing his triceps twice
yes.
in 1 year.
Yes.
And they're like, you know what? We need an edge. Meanwhile, Bryce Huff, another sack yesterday.
Yeah.
Holy hell. Vic Fangio, I give him credit, brilliant, all those things. You do have to think, how did we not have any use for Bryce Huff last year?
Yeah.
How couldn't we find a situation for him to be helpful for the Eagles last year? It's weird.
I don't know.
Maybe he didn't buy in, and then Vic.
I view it more of that.
Yeah, that he didn't buy in.
He didn't
and then,
like how he's being used.
Yep.
And here, again, San Francisco only uses him on third down.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to play the run.
Yep.
When you get $50 million, you got to play the run.
Yeah.
Like, you got to play first and second down. You don't just get to be a third down pass rusher when you get $50 million.
And the other thing is, Vic comes in here, tries to set the culture, tries to set the mm-hmm. rules. He doesn't want any special rules for anybody else. And Bryce Huff didn't buy in. So the same thing with Devin White.
Clearly what we're seeing is, A, Robert Saleh knows how to use him,
yep.
and he likes playing for Robert Saleh.
Of course, yeah, because he puts him in positions for him to succeed.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. I'm going to put you in a position for you to succeed. See, right now you're failing with your old drafty windows. Failure.
Failure.
You are a failure. Do something about it. You can do something about it by calling Guide Out right now. Before winter's really here and the cold air is really here, your energy bills are going up, you're asleep in your bedroom with the cold air coming through the windows, their buy one, get one half off sale is happening right now for all qualifying windows and doors. Just buy one, get another one at half off. You can mix and match as you see fit. You buy a window, get a door half off, you know, vice versa. The more that you get, the more that you save. You replace everything in your house. Half of it is going to be 50% off. Unbelievable. What is also unbelievable is you can start your project with no money down, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Are you serious? Restrictions apply, limited time. So what you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA, get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Uncle Jamie, you're on WIP. What's up, Uncle Jamie?
What's up, Spike and Ike? Good to talk to you guys. You
know, ooh, no Jack.
On the
ooh.
Brand.
Wow.
Wow.
Well,
I thought we were friends.
Hello, Jack. Hello,
good to
Jack.
Talk to you.
I just said hello to Jack on hold. Good to talk to you, Jack.
Well, that was Buzz.
You talked talk to Buzz, so we're going for 0-3.
Yeah.
Oh, I talked to Buzz. All right.
Yeah, no, yeah not yeah. nearly as exciting, I know.
No.
Exactly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, you know, on the Brandon Graham thing, just quickly, you know, it's interesting. I think Ike's 100% right. They need a culture setter in that locker room. BG is highly respected, two-time champion. Everyone's going to look upon him as the dominant leader, offense, defense, special teams. And when he speaks in that room, they're going to listen, and he's going to keep it together. I think that is 90% of the signing is that Howie
yes.
and Nick have diagnosed they need that in the locker room this year.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. My second point is on, I think it's intriguing that after a 10-day layoff, 9.5-day layoff, the Eagles come back. You can tell that they're well-coached, well-drilled. Plan was in place, and they executed, you know, in their plan, and they executed as they were able to adjust during the game. You look at the template that last time they played the Giants, 3 days, they came out and they looked like they were totally out-coached, totally outclassed, and totally outplayed. So I worry that the level of coaching that we have when it comes to crunch time, when you have to do these week-to-weeks or these short weeks, that our coaching staff is up to the task, especially on the offensive side of the ball, to be able to have not only the plan in place, but have the adjustments in place ready to go when you get punched in the mouth during the game. And I think the Giants game is indicative of that, and I think this long layoff to where they were able to plan a lot more consequently showed the results this time around. So I worry about that as we go forward towards the season.
Well, I don't think you can criticize them for adjusting when they had time to adjust. Like you know, I understand in general the concern, but nobody goes back to last week's big bye week change and say, well, you know, they made a change during the bye week. They're not going to have any more bye weeks, so they can't change. I think maybe the good thing that happened during that extra time is everybody gave a little bit. You know, we're seeing the Jalen under center play action, and everybody is saying
seeing it too.
Yeah, I hope so. Yes. I hope so. Yes. And what everybody and Ike, I think you were touching on this in the open. What everybody is saying is, oh, Petullo finally did it. They just wouldn't do it. Nah, like it's a little of both. You could say that maybe they were resistant to doing it, but surely Jalen had not been. There has to be something there. Yeah, he's not pushing for it. Yeah. So I think their ability to use that time productively, you have to be optimistic about their ability to do that. Like you what would have been more concerning is if we came back 10 days later and we saw nothing.
Doing the same thing.
Nothing changed. So I'll take the positive side of it on this one and say it was not perfect yesterday, but we still can't run the ball. And I don't think throwing for 300 yards every game is a recipe that the Eagles can subscribe to. All that said, they came out with some different things and some solutions, and they played better. And I'll take that over, oh, my God, they're not going to have 10 days to do it every time.
Yeah,
they're about to get 14 days.
Yeah, they're about to get another bye, too.
And I appreciate that about game planning, Spike. I think you're correct in that analysis. But ultimately, you know, if they don't have this extra time, I worry that the offensive line and the defensive line are flawed in every manner. And ultimately, we're going to make the playoffs. I feel good about that. Can we be a number one seed like Ike talked about with a line play in both places, even if it gets a little better? That's not to the standard of last year. And are you going to be able to, when you get into the playoffs, be able to display an offense that is nimble enough to deal with what you're going to be thrown up against? That's the question. That's the turn that's going to be this season about the Eagles, right there.
Yeah, well.
Sure, I understand that. And I know I brought up the whole number one seed thing, but we got a long way to go.
Thank you for the call, Jamie.
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
Like, what we want to see right now is some consistency. Can we put multiple weeks together where we're playing good football for 60 minutes? Now, yesterday, even though they had that little bit of a lull in the middle of the game, it still felt like this was a game played on in both halves. They scored 14 in the first half. They scored 14 in the second half. Albeit in the first half, they got 7 from their defense. And that's fine. I get it. The other team gets paid as well. So it's not like you're going to go up and down the field scoring with every drive. I just thought, compared to what they look like against that Giants team, where they look completely disinterested in the game from a defensive standpoint, they played a lot better yesterday. And there's still some things they got to work on. Like, Wentz made some plays yesterday through the air with his legs. But when you're playing the type of schedule the Eagles are playing, there's very little sort of breathing room. Now you're going up against Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson. You're going to give up some yards. You may give up a touchdown or two.
Yeah,
and that's a good Brian Flores defense.
It had been up until this point. Yeah,
so that's a good defense. I mean, how we played against the Blitz yesterday looked pretty good. Everybody was worried about that on the road versus the Blitz.
Well, and how we played against the simulated Blitz and against own defense and all these things that had been. Like, all I want, I'm sort of taking a step back, at least on the day after the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a step back from can they win the Super Bowl and a step toward were they better this week than last week and they won the game? And the answer is yes. And it makes next week even more important with how the schedule is going to evolve after the Giants. I know the Giants are playing better.
Yeah.
But like at this point, I will take, are they playing better? Did they evolve from one week to the next? And they did. And last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're not always, I know we had the recipe of last year.
Mm-hmm.
You're not always going to have the best offensive line in football and the most dominant running back in the game. You're just not. You're going to have to win other ways, and they're going to have to figure out a way to win different ways this year because they're not going to be able to win that way.
Totally agree. And I would rather have the Eagles, and I truly mean this, I would rather have the Eagles playing their best football in December and January. I've seen far too many times where teams come out hot. They are playing their best football in September and October, and now you have to maintain that level of play for 2 to 3 more months. But if you're slowly building towards your best football while still winning, right, and you're still in the hunt and you can get to your best football in November and December, that's going to set you up for January. Like, so that's where I wouldn't want to see the Eagles. This is another step towards being a complete football team. We got to get there. We're not there yet. They don't look like a Super Bowl championship caliber team today. They don't have to.
Nobody.
They don't have to. Exactly. So I would rather you look like that in December than right now.
You know what's a huge evolution from last week to this week? Last week I asked everybody, what is one thing the Eagles are doing well? And nobody had
nobody
an answer.
Could tell you.
This week, there's an answer.
Oh, man.
And I'm sorry. That's a big difference.
True.
Because when everybody was talking about there not being any really, really good teams in the NFL, still the good teams, you could point at what they were doing well.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of the good teams where you couldn't point at what they were doing well. And yesterday, you saw explosive plays again. You saw a functional pass offense. You saw a quarterback or an offense that was resistant to under-center play action for 2 years, or it probably goes back before that, who finally took a step toward that. I don't know. And you saw a passing game that was befuddled by the simulated blitz stuff and zone defense for the first 6 weeks of this year that did not look like it last year. That's it. That's a huge step from 1 week to another. They clearly took advantage of the fact that they had 10 days off.
Yep.
And that's what we wanted to see him do.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will take your calls. Also, talk a little bit about, you know, Carson's game. See what you guys thought as the two LTBB members of the show.
It was a wild ride.
It always is. That's why they say let the Bronco buck. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.